And welcome back. This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Reuseful is a Kansas City organization that matches donors with specific items to the charities that need them. The idea came to founder Leslie Scott one day when she was talking to friends who had items to donate but weren't sure where to take them. She used her first stimulus check to hire out a technology company to set up a website, and away she went. Reuseful celebrated its one-year launch anniversary just in August here. With us to talk about Reuseful is founder Leslie Scott. Leslie, good morning.
Good morning. It's such an honor to be here today.
Well, why hadn't someone thought about this idea before, Leslie? It seems to make so much sense.
You know, I'm not really sure. There was an organization doing similar work in Chicago, but they required some human intervention to make the match for what I saw in the community, and what I thought would work better was if humans just kind of stayed out of it in the middle and let donors connect directly with the nonprofits they want
right.
to support.
You know, most of my neighbors, when they have stuff to donate, they talk about going to Goodwill or Salvation Army, and that seems to take care of the problem because those organizations will take, it seems like, a lot of things, not everything, but a lot of things. Am I wrong about that? So what's the need for your website if those organizations are out there willing to take anything?
Those organizations are doing great work, and the donations they receive support their programming. So we're very proud to have Goodwill as one of our charity partners, and you know, really encourage everyone to do what works best for their type of giving. But some people want their items to go directly to a person or pet who they can help in the community. So for those people, that's what our website is for.
What's the objective here? What are you trying to accomplish with Reuseful?
Well, as you know, our community has really suffered, you know, as everyone has across the world, from the pandemic. And it was always hard for nonprofits to stretch their budget. So, you know, we started this site so that we could support those nonprofits, schools, churches that are helping our community get back on its feet. And more people than ever were suffering as a result of the economic impact of the pandemic. So the need went up, and we thought we'd just jump in and see what we could do.
So is it fair to say then that certain organizations need certain items at certain times?
Absolutely. So, you know, you might have a daycare center or an early education center that is collecting school supplies in late summer, for instance, or you might have an organization that is serving people who are unhoused who might be doing a coat collection in October. And so there are definitely certain times of year where, you know, there's certain items that are needed more than others. But throughout the year, organizations, because of the way they operate, they need a lot of the same things. So, you know, it might be clothing. It might be people who are, you know, getting into a new home and need to get everything from a couch to a blender. So that's what we're hoping to help with the site right now.
Well, most charities come and pick up items that you want to donate at your home, Leslie.
There are some that do, and when you go to reuseful.org, you can actually select that you want your items picked up. So if you have something big, like maybe you're donating a mattress to Sleepyhead Beds, or maybe you have a large you know, appliance or piece of furniture, and you need that picked up, you can definitely select when you do a search that you need that item picked up. And then only those organizations that have indicated they do have pickup service will show up in your search.
I should point out that your website is reuseful.org, right?
It's there's no periods in the URL. It's just reuseful.org,
okay.
But we do have in the name. It's a little confusing.
It is a little confusing, but it's reuseful.org, one word. Reuseful. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we clarified that.
Go ahead, Steve.
What types of items are most coveted by charities like Goodwill and the Salvation Army?
Well, I think that, bigger ticket items are going to bring the more money in to those organizations. So I think that they do like to have those, but when you're looking at organizations that may have to come out of their pocket to buy certain items if they're not donated, then it could really be anything. And I did want to mention as well, there are people who maybe don't have a lot of things to donate and want to give cash to support an organization. So we have the option for organizations to enter that in the website, as well as their sign up link to volunteer and also their Amazon wish list link. So there are new items that organizations need now more than ever, of course, cleaning supplies. And so if someone wants to support an organization that way, they can certainly do that as well.
So, what impact have you seen on organizations that have partnered with Reuseful? What's been the impact there?
Well, I think that one thing it does is it levels the playing field for organizations that sign up with us. That there's a way for an organization that's so small that maybe it's run out of someone's house and supported through their day job to end up on the same list as an organization like Goodwill or Big Brothers Big Sisters that's more well known in the community. And so one way we help is to just be able to expose more people to more organizations. And I would say that it's totally free for organizations to sign up. So if you have any listeners who work for a nonprofit organization, school or church, we would definitely welcome you to sign up, and you can go to reuseful.org to do that.
What mistakes do many people make when they go to make a donation, Leslie? Is there something that you might throw out there for people to think about?
Yeah, a couple of things. So one thing is they donate something that an organization doesn't need. And so, space is usually charged by the square foot. And when you have a nonprofit organization, you're trying to maximize that square footage that you have for your staff and operations. So they don't usually have a lot of storage space. And so if an organization gets something they don't need, or really even too much of something they do need, they ha can have a storage issue. The other thing that happens is, and I'm sure none of your listeners would do this, but we encourage people to consider whether they would give something to a family member or a friend before they donate it, because organizations just toss out so much that's broken or just really unusable for a variety of reasons. So we just encourage people to ask themselves that question when they're putting together their donation boxes.
So when we talk about gently used, that means literally something that was gently used, right?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to still have the tag on it, but at the same time, it does have to be something that you would, be okay getting from someone if they brought it over to your house. I mean, just because someone's in need doesn't mean that they don't deserve the dignity to have items that are in good shape.
Well, that's Leslie Scott. She's the founder of Reuseful. You can find it at reuseful.org. It's an easy site to use. And Leslie, good luck with your work, and thank you for taking some time with us today.
Thanks so much, Steve. I really appreciate it.